Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcasts. This is the 15th in a series of podcast interviews on vending technology. I'm Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. With me today is Glenn Butler, the vice president and chief technology officer of Crane Merchandising Systems. Glenn, back on December the 23rd, we did an interview with an operator who questions how pre-kitting will allow a driver to meet individual customer requests. His basic contention is that when the routes are pre-kitted, the driver is given exactly what has to go in the machines, and the idea there is to minimize the variety that has to be carried on the truck. So when he gets to the customer location and somebody asks for a particular product, he's not going to have that on his truck. How do you respond to this concern?
Well, I think, it's a philosophical issue. I think the companies that are pre-kitting, believe that they determine what should be in the machines, before the drivers leave. Having said that, there are some companies that carry extra products on the truck. I think the term that has been coined in the industry is the Xbox for that. So that would allow the driver to have, extra product in the case of, someone asking for a different product or if the pre-kit doesn't have, enough product.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then how does he note the change in what's actually been left at the location?
Well, if the driver's using a handheld, he would simply scan the new SKU into that column, and that data would get back to the software system. If he's not using a handheld, I presume he would note it on a piece of paper, and then someone would update that in the software back end.
Okay, and you're referring to scanning the barcode on the product, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, and again, the term that you use, SKU, is a common inventory term which stands for stock keeping unit. Okay, very good. Well, that concludes our 15th podcast in the series of challenges in vending technology. Thank you, Glenn.